This morning, we'll begin with a mindfulness exercise. An exercise some of you have done before. I encourage you to follow it as if it were the first time. It'll unfold a little different than how it has at other times. So first, taking a few long, slow, deep breaths. And as you exhale, settle into your body. As you exhale, let the weight of your body ground you in your seat. Perhaps a couple of more longer, gentle breaths. And as you exhale, letting go of your thoughts as if they drift away. And relaxing the thinking muscle. Whatever tension or pressure, energy that might be associated with thinking. Perhaps with an exhale, you can let that become softer, lighter, more open. And then letting your breathing become normal. And for a minute here, we'll be quiet. Just let yourself settle into the experience of the body breathing. And then with a calm way, let your attention calmly switch to the sensations of your right hand. Feeling the sensations in the palm of your hand. In the back of your hand, in your fingers, see if you can bring into a little bit more focus the direct experience of hand in terms of the various sensations in the hand. There might be sensations of pulsing, tingling, warmth and coolness. Sensations of contact, if the hand is touching something. Pressure. Weight. Hardness or softness. Pleasantness and unpleasantness. And this is an exercise in tuning into the direct experience of hand with your eyes closed. In a certain way, in the world of direct experience, there is no hand. In direct experience, there are sensations. The idea of a hand is a construct. A learned idea and if we use the word hand, the mind has to rely a little bit on memory, associations of what this word means. In its own way, it's accurate enough as a term. But the word doesn't represent the direct experience. In a certain way, in the direct experience, there are sensations. Without a direct experience of hand, the sensations are not bound by the idea, not limited by them. The sensations are not defined by the idea. Idea of my hand, or I'm experiencing the hand, is not really there in the very, very direct experience of each sensation coming and going. The sensation by itself, the direct, most direct part of the experience, prior to the ideas and concepts. Gently, calmly, Have your attention move to your usual anchor for the mindfulness, the experience of the rising or falling, where you feel the body breathing. See if for a few minutes you can do the same exercise of staying with a tuning into the direct experience, the direct sensations. In that part of your body where you have your anchor. Perhaps recognizing that the sensations themselves, in and of themselves, don't need to be defined or labeled by the concepts, even the idea of a body, or a belly, or a chest, or a nose, are extra in relationship to the sensations occurring in and of themselves. As the cycles of rising and falling, inhale and exhale occur, the inhalation that you had two cycles ago is no longer here. It's only a memory. It's not part of the direct experience anymore. And the direct sensations that will be in two or three cycles from now are also not here in direct experience. In the direct experience of sensations of the anchor, there's no need for ideas of time, before and after, and the sensations by themselves can be there as if floating in vast space. The sensations by themselves can be present without any reference to ideas about the body and its boundaries. With the eyes closed, without memory, the body has no sharp boundaries with the space around it. There are sensations floating, any sensations of hardness against your chair or your zafu. In a certain way, there's nothing underneath it but vast space. Each sensation just is. The sensation by itself, sensations by themselves, can be present without any reference to being there and you being here, without any idea or concept of location. And then gently, calmly, move your attention to whatever sensations that are connected to being aware. To focusing on the sensations of your anchor. Might there be any subtle pressure in focusing or being aware? Or a little bit of contraction or coagulation gathering together in being the one who focuses, in doing the awareness? And if there are any sensations in the thinking muscle, the mindfulness muscle, in the doer muscle, contentedly know them as sensations. Free-floating sensations that are allowed to be there, independent of our ideas of what should happen and shouldn't happen. Independent of before and after. sensations, maybe subtle, of the coagulation of awareness or of self, as if there's a location for awareness, or a location maybe of your sense of self, the doer. And what is that experience like as a direct experience? The sensations, the felt sense, with no reference to before or after, maybe even with the idea of self or doer, or even awareness falling away. Just the sensations floating in space. And if there's thinking, what are the sensations of thinking? Is there a place? Is there an energy or gathering together or pressure? Energy? Independent of what you're thinking about. And how's that experience, this direct experience? As sensations floating in space. And then gently and calmly letting your attention begin again with your anchor. As if there is no anchor, that's just a concept in that area. There's just sensations, direct experience of sensations. And then gently, as you're aware, open awareness to experience that part of the direct experience. Open awareness to that part of the sensations in which they come and they go. The increase and decrease, appear and disappear. And in which individual moments of knowing shift and change, come and go. One follows another. And if you find yourself thinking, let go, and let go back into the direct experience. Allow the direct experience to be the path, to be the unfolding, to be the home. that which is direct experience is always now. Whatever is occurring now is direct experience. Rather than thinking about it or labeling it or having ideas and stories about it, see if there can be simple being with it, knowing it as direct experience for this moment. And then there's the next moment. in the middle of direct experience, as if sitting in the middle of a flowing stream, a very comfortable water moving by. In direct experience, things come and go, shift and change. One thing follows another. Even the sensations of being the doer, it's just sensations. Nothing to be troubled by. Thoughts arise, and seeing them arise, they're no more, no less than any other sensation that arises. If they arise with pressure or coagulation of tension or energy, no problem. It's the experience of the present moment. It has this shape now. It's occurring this way. Let the experience of now be its own way, unfold in its own way. In the field of your awareness, the freedom of unselfconscious awareness. The freedom of knowing direct experience, self-consciousness. If a person sits at the edge of a gentle stream, watching the water flow by, the ripples, the waves, the currents, leaves floating down the stream on the surface, it might be possible to just be very relaxed. There's no doer doing the watching. Just there, and not to work at it, it's not work. Just watching the stream. And every moment, the stream in front of you, it's the stream that's now, here. And then you go and get a bucket and pull out a bucket full of water. And you go back to town and tell people, look, here's the stream. Look in the water, look in this bucket. I have the stream here. Stream has been left behind. There's no stream in the bucket. So the stream of the present moment, the flow of the present moment, so easy to pick something up out of it and then carry that. Think about it, remember it, have judgments about it or ideas about it. And we've left the stream. This mindfulness practice is very forgiving. Nothing needs to be retrospectively thought about. Let it all flow by. It comes and goes as it does. And if you do find yourself carrying the bucket of water, you don't have to go back to the stream. You see that carrying the bucket is happening in the present moment. See that clearly, in the way that it's the direct experience of the moment. And then you're back at the river. And a lot of the effectiveness of mindfulness practice comes from the continuity of being showing up, being present for the stream, being here for the direct experience now and then now. In the course of a day, the mindfulness takes many forms. Sometimes the practice feels like manual labor. And sometimes it feels like we're just floating down the river. No effort at all. The current picks us up and carries us. In the big picture of practice, it doesn't matter which way it is. It only matters that you're making your sincere effort to be here in whatever way it's required. This idea of continuity throughout the day. In particular, an exercise which can be useful to really get a better sense of the continuity practice is to take a sitting, a walking, and a sitting period and treat it as if it's one period, one interrupted period of mindfulness. And within reason, not really do anything else but sit and walk. If you have to go to the bathroom, see if you can make that as, maybe let yourself be as sensitive and present for that experience as you would when you're sitting or doing walking. Or if you're walking between your sitting place and your walking place, unless you're going down the stairs too slow, you're walking. There's no need to get someplace else to walk. Let that be your walking meditation, as if you're not going anywhere, as you go to your walking place. During this the continuity practice, how you get up from your seat is as much of the part of the practice is how you sat. And when you come back to sit, how you sit down, to enter into the body and be present for all the little experiences, movements of sitting down. So there becomes a less and less difference between the mindfulness when you're sitting and the mindfulness at other times.